Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Yeah, it's Monday, everybody. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's why you get the Luke Bryan references.
That is why you get the Luke Bryan references.
Yeah.
Happy Monday to everyone out there listening to us here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, and always streaming live on the Devil Radio app.
There's a lot of ways to listen to us.
There are.
Even if you're on the leftist coast at KGOE.
Yeah, and you can follow this great station on Facebook at Devil Radio 92.7 FM, where we're broadcasting live to Facebook as well.
You can see our pretty faces.
You can. That Monday morning glow.
Yeah. I shaved today.
Happy St. Nick's Day.
Happy St. Nick, yeah. My daughter was visited by St. Nick. Got a Goonies board game. I am excited to play.
I was also visited by St. Nick. He knocked on my window last night, but I was up too early this morning to go through my stockings. So I have that waiting for me, actually, when I get home.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's a fun tradition the family keeps going for all of the adult siblings still.
My dog got a St. Nick stocking filled with a
there
little
you go.
Bit of, but,
nice.
That
but Daisy
dog,
wanted to hang out outside.
That dog is not going to get... It's stocking today. I was late to work because of the effing dog. Because my effing dog, we have a fenced in yard, and you know, while I get ready for work, we have a routine. I've built a routine in this.
Yeah.
I let the dog out, and lately, for whatever reason, she's developed this thing where she just. I think it might be the smell of the wreath in the door that we have, but she claws on the door, wants to come in, and whimpers, and then I open the door, and then she doesn't come in.
She wants nothing to do with it.
And then I reach for her to help her in or give her a treat, and she runs away. But then she claws in the door, and I close it.
She doesn't know what she wants. That's all.
Which, okay, fine. Go outside. Have fine. But 20 minutes today.
Yeah.
20 minutes outside. I'm running around. I'm sweating. I was...
Following the dog around the whole yard.
And here's the problem, because every dog owner, it's your fault. It is, because it's not the dog's fault. The dog's just doing what the dog does. It's something that I'm doing that makes this happen.
Yes.
And it's something that I can't control, but I have to control it. And at the time, I had no time to learn how to control it is the frustration thing.
Fair enough.
It reminds me of dealing with the state GOP, which is what we're going to deal with today.
Yes, we are. So it was a kind of more of a quiet weekend here in Wisconsin, Brian. So the Packers didn't play. They were on their bye week, and I was coming into work for this Monday morning, as I normally do. And typically... Over the course of the weekend, there's at least a few headlines where I'm like, okay, this is definitely kind of where we're going to start, where we might talk about.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty quiet weekend, all things considering.
Relatively.
And when I came in this morning, I was like, I don't know what Brian and I are going to even talk about. And as the day went on, all of a sudden, it's like the universe was like, oh, you want something to talk about?
Yeah.
We'll give you something to talk
about.
Here's
a bunch of stuff. Don't politicize anything until the GOP does it first is
exactly.
Really what we're trying to say here.
Exactly.
Give us your calls, texts, and tangents at 844-967-2789. So we're going back, we're hearkening back to about a fortnight ago when, perhaps a fortnight ago.
Just over, well, to about 10 days ago.
Yeah, when I want to say Tony Evers, totally not yet.
No,
Baldwin
yep.
and Senator Johnson's joint statement saying, don't politicize the Waukesha events, the tragedy, and let's not start politicizing this because, you know, that's not good. Let's deal with the victims of this. And what Johnson really meant to say was, wait until we start doing it first.
Right.
Because not 2 days later.
He started politicizing it.
Right.
And said he went on some conservative podcasts and other news outlets that were talking about, oh, no. My comments, Johnson said, my comments weren't to not politicize this. I absolutely want to politicize this. There's political aspects to this story, and we should politicize it. And so that was last Tuesday. And now we're
And we covered that.
Right. We did. We talked about it here on this great show. You can go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. And you can hear what we talked about when Johnson kind of backtracked on those comments.
Yeah, but now we're going to action.
Right, we're going to the next logical step in that story then. Because
you got to call for somebody to resign or someone's got to get fired because nothing's more important to the Republicans than vengeance.
Well, or just power when it comes to politics. They just want to be able to say, oh yeah, we were able to do something. We were able to get somebody to step down. We were able to recall the school board members. We were able to overturn the mask mandates. We overturned the safer at home orders. And so the next logical step in the politicization of this story is they are now calling on the district attorney of Milwaukee to resign. So we got a new story over. Scott Bauer has got it published in the AP, but we are finding it at the Wisconsin State Journal's website. And so more than a dozen, 16 Republican lawmakers on Monday called for Democratic Governor Tony Evers to remove Milwaukee County's top prosecutor because his office recommended $1,000 bail for a man before he allegedly drove his vehicle through the Christmas parade, killing six people. So that's where we're at right now. The 16 Waukesha County lawmakers, it's at the state level, so both state assembly and state senate, are calling for Evers to remove this man before any of the final verdict of what was going, the internal review and the state review of the process of how that bail was set. It's John Chisholm's fault. Have him removed. That's what these lawmakers are saying.
Okay, but whether Chisholm's there or not, that, you know what I mean? Like, I think the recommendation may have been the same.
It seems, it was an assistant district attorney that set the bail.
And that guy, I think that guy stopped, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was previously the assistant district attorney who was seeing 12 other cases. I believe it was a she. She is on review as a part of this process. And so it is now being reviewed by the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office of how that level was set. But the assistant district attorney did not have access to the risk assessment of Brooks Jr. when he was being referred to for a new bail. So she simply took the previous bail that was set at $500 from a February of 2020 case that Brooks had requested a speedy jury about, but because of the pandemic, they were not able to give him a speedy trial. The judge of that trial set bail down to $500. He was released on that $500 bail. And so she had taken the information was before her that the gentleman.
But it wasn't in context of what he's done. It was in context of previous.
Right. It was a $500 bail was the previous thing. So she simply doubled that. And that was what the assessed bail was for the most recent incident this gentleman had back in, I believe, November or October.
Okay. So, all right. I can see why that process might need to be looked at, because if you don't have the thing in context, you're making decisions out of context. Sure.
Right.
We want to review that.
The pandemic has stressed systems across the country, not just the supply chain. If you want to talk about supply chain problems, the pandemic has also stressed the legal system here in the United States, and not just Wisconsin. Across the country, there are cases that were not being held in person in court because of fear of COVID-19, the spread of COVID-19. And so there are numbers of cases building up, and there are not enough prosecutors to be able to handle all of these. So they prioritize, and the individual's bail was set, Brooks Jr.'s bail was set at $500 back in February of 2020 to prioritize a case that was more serious. There was a more serious violent offender whose trial was currently going. The judge couldn't hear Brooks Jr.'s case then, and that's why he set the bail at $500, which is the first domino in this entire thing that led to the Waukesha parade.
It's a systematic failure.
It is. It was a problem that did not get addressed at multiple different aspects, but now that Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, has given the green light for Republicans in Wisconsin to politicize this matter, Republican lawmakers here at the state level are taking that option and politicizing it, saying that it's District Attorney John Chisholm's fault, and he needs to resign.
Now, I've heard of different problems with John Chisholm in the past. I've met the man before. I can understand criticizing him for different things. But whether you have John Chisholm in there or not, this is a systemic failure. So it's going to continue no matter what. So you're not solving the problem. You're just throwing somebody to the wolves. That's the problem I have. I'm not saying you can even outline whether John Chisholm is specifically at fault here or not, but I think we've outlined it's a systemic problem.
Well, there was a problem in the district attorney's office, and I'm sure that this is a problem that is happening in district attorney offices across the country.
Yeah.
There are not enough people to be able to address what the surge of cases has been since the COVID-19 pandemic hit a pause on in-person trials. That's just the case.
I just want to take a moment to emphasize the importance of bureaucracy, folks. You want to, I mean, and I'm not talking about, you know, Chicago type of bureaucracy where it's like, hey, you got to go to this department and go and pay this fee to go to this department and pay this fee and this fine and go and make sure you get an apartment over here and you got to go get this guy over here, that type of thing. I'm talking about functioning to like bureaucracy, like, you know, printing ballots and having a functional court system,
yeah.
Having a enough well-staffed bureaucrats to make sure that systems run functionally correctly.
Right. So Republicans aren't putting forward proposals that would help assist speed up this backlog of cases. They are not doing anything to address that problem. They actually, in fact, for the better part of 9 months of the pandemic during 2020, sat on their hands and did nothing.
Yeah.
And now
they're wondering why these problems are happening.
Right. And now that we've hit a boiling point in these stories and in this timeline of the case being set in February of 2020, of Brooks Jr.'s bail being set at $500, to where we are now, they didn't have any problem with the litany of areas that they could have addressed things throughout that. They decide now to play politics and call for Chisholm's resignation.
Yeah. It's time now, though, because it was called upon and the Democrats also agreed to delay. And they know, and you know, the Democrats will try and at least adhere to their promise a little bit. But, you know, he took 2 days and said, let's turn it around. And that's, and now you're calling for the firing of John Chisholm. And I understand that it's a political thing because it's something that it's an action that everyone can rally around and feel like they've done something because, you know, prosecuting this guy and putting him away isn't enough. You have to go and, you know, heads are going to roll type of stuff, right? And when you're going to have these heads type of roll thing, you got to figure out why and what the actual problem is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, so in this piece by Scott Bauer, the governor can only take action to remove the district attorney if a local taxpayer brings a specific written allegation against the office holder. None of the lawmakers who signed Monday's letter live in Milwaukee County.
Yeah.
So not only are they writing this letter to politicize this event now,
Governor Evers can't just magically wave his wand because he has a wand. He can't just make it happen.
Allegedly. That's what these Republicans think. But that's what we're talking about. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Republicans politicizing the story they said they didn't want to politicize. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let us know what you think on the topic. I cry. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another.